Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This is a useful language episode, but it's a little bit different from others. I'm going to say a sentence in Spanish, a sentence which is about practicing the relative clauses with and without the pronoun, and then I'm going to say the sentence in English. The idea is that you say the sentence in English at the same time I do, and that you check in this way if you did it right. This is an exercise I do in class. I say the sentences in Spanish after explaining the little tricks on how to translate very fast and correctly, and then students translate on the spot. And this is a kind of oral drilling to practice the visualizing technique with grammar and to use the ear memory and the mouth memory when we study grammar too. So I hope it's useful. Let's get started. Las llaves que dejaste en la mesa. The keys you left on the table. El libro que dejaste encima de la tele. The book you left on the TV set. La chica con la que hablabas. The girl you were talking to. El hombre que lleva el pantalón negro. The man who is wearing the black trousers. El viaje que hicimos. The trip we made. El hotel donde nos quedamos. The hotel where we stayed. Or the hotel we stayed in. Or the hotel we stayed at. La gente con la que nos quedamos. The people we stayed with. La peli que vimos el otro día. The movie we saw the other day. El libro que te presté. The book I lent you. Or the book you borrowed from me. La gente que conocimos en la fiesta. The people we met at the party. El curso en el que me matriculé. The course I signed up for. El curso que estoy haciendo. The course I'm doing or I'm taking. El jersey que te regaló Juan. The sweater John gave you. El paraguas que perdí. The umbrella I lost. El cuadro que estabas mirando. The picture you were looking at. El examen que hicimos. The exam we did. Or the exam we took. If you are teachers, you would say the exam we gave. La mujer a la que conociste el año pasado. The woman you met last year. Los libros que me compré, the books I bought for myself, if you like. Las llaves que perdí, the keys I lost. El recibo que no pagaron, the bill they did not pay. Los deberes que no hiciste, the homework you didn't do. Las cosas que no nos dijimos. The things we never said to each other, if you like. El lugar donde nací. The place I was born in, or the place where I was born. El año en que nos conocimos. The year we met. El verano que pasamos juntos o juntas. The summer we spent together. El tiempo que estuvimos en la sierra. The time we spent in the mountain. Los sitios a los que solemos ir. The places we usually go to. Or the places where we usually hang out. El bar donde suelo desayunar. The bar where I usually have breakfast. Los auriculares que no funcionan. The earphones that don't work, or the earphones that are not working. El reloj que me regalaste. The watch you gave me. El viaje que vais a hacer. The trip you are going to make. Los sitios a los que iréis. The places you will visit. Las clases a las que has faltado. The lessons you missed. Or the lessons you've missed so far. Los libros que he leído. The books I read in the past simple, or if it's so far in my lifetime, the books I've read. Las canciones que he escuchado en mi vida. The songs I've heard in my lifetime. I've heard. La bufanda que perdí. The scarf I lost. El tren que cogí. The train I took. Las asignaturas que has aprobado. The subjects you passed. Or the subjects you've passed so far or in your life. Los chistes que cuenta. The jokes he tells. Las historias que cuenta. The stories she tells. Las cosas que comemos. The stuff we eat. Or the things we eat. Las copas que nos tomamos. The drinks we had. El ejercicio que hicimos el otro día. The exercise we did the other day. La chica que lleva el pelo rojo. The girl with the red hair. La chica que lleva gafas. The girl wearing glasses. Or the girl who is wearing glasses. El hombre que lleva un abrigo morado. The man wearing a purple coat. Or the man who is wearing a purple coat. El hombre que lleva barba. The man with a beard. El vagón que está a tope de gente. The train which is crowded. La película que os gustó tanto. The movie you enjoyed so much. El susto que me pegué. The fright I got. So that's all. I hope it was useful. Have a nice day.